stand with your back to the village hall, looking up the high street, a scene that hasn't changed much in over 100 years. In the distance, you'll see a large brick building facing you. This was once Henry J. Holden's The Tailors, and we'll be heading to see that later. But first, look to your right, and you'll see a sign for Wheatsheaf Farm. This old building was once the Wheatsheaf Inn, one of 4 pubs in the village. They are all marked on the map, and we'll point them out as we get to them. Look a bit further up the street on your right-hand side. The brick cottage with the slate roof is called Garfield House, and for many years it was the village police house. Before the creation of the Thames Valley Police, the Buckinghamshire Constabulary placed constables across the county, and some villages had their own policemen. They were swapped between the villages every few years to stop them going native. Now look behind you at the village hall. This is a memorial hall built in 1924 with money raised by public subscription. It cost £1,390 and commemorates the 22 young men of the village who died in the Great War of 1914 to 1918. The hall was officially opened by Lord Cottesloe and has been the hub of village social activity for generations. Now follow the map to W2. You'll find it on the post of the pub sign outside the Pilgrim at the top of the High Street.